Welcome back. Today we're doing something very specific and very modern drum and bass, that intro that sounds like it's coming through a busted tape deck or a sketchy pirate radio signal, and then the drop hits and everything snaps into full fidelity. But we're not just throwing random lo-fi plugins on the master. We're building a controllable degradation system from scratch, with clean routing, solid gain staging, and a transition into the drop that doesn't click, doesn't jump in volume, and doesn't phase out your drums. This is an advanced workflow. Think of it like building a mini post-production rig inside Ableton. First, quick prep. Pull up a typical rolling DNB intro. Maybe you've got a break loop or tops, an atmosphere or pad, a vocal stab or old jungle hit, and some bass layers. Decide right now if you want the kick and sub to stay clean. In drum and bass, that decision matters. Most of the time, you do want the sub clean, because lo-fi modulation and bit crushing in the low end makes the drop feel weak. Before we route anything, gain stage. I want you to look at each channel and aim for roughly minus 12 to minus 6 dB peak before buses. Not because there's a magic number, but because we're about to hit saturation, compression, and reduction, and those devices react to level. If you start hot, everything gets harsh fast, and then you're fixing issues that never needed to exist. Now let's build the routing. Select your intro musical tracks, pads, Atmos, samples, breaks, basically the stuff you want to broadcast to grade. Group them and name the group Music Bus. Inside Music Bus, create two audio tracks. Name one Music Dry and the other Music Lo-fi. Here's the philosophy. Music DRY stays trustworthy. Music Lo-fi is your character layer. You'll blend them, automate them, and at the drop you'll pull the character out so the clean mix feels huge. Routing. For each source track in that group, set audio to the Music Bus, and then choose Music DRY as the destination, so the default path is clean. Then we're going to feed the lo-fi lane like a return. Use sends from your source tracks to get signal into Music Lo-fi. The key setup step. On Music Lo-fi, set monitor to in, so it will always pass audio coming from those sends. A quick warning before we go further, keep your routing intentional. Music Lo-fi should not send back into itself or into something that feeds the sources again. That's how you get feedback loops. Weird doubling, or why is this track getting louder when I mute stuff chaos? The whole point is clean, predictable routing. At this point you can already do the main intro trick with two faders. Intro, lo-fi fader up, dry down. Pre-drop, dry up, lo-fi down. Drop, dry full. Lo-fi tucked way back or basically off. Now we build the lo-fi device chain on Music Lo-fi, stock devices only, in a very deliberate order. First device, utility. This is your safety belt. Set gain to around minus 6 dB to start. We're making headroom for saturation and compression downstream. Set width somewhere between 0 and 60% for the intro vibe. Narrower reads old and small, which makes the drop feel bigger later. Turn on bass mono and set it around 120 Hz. Even though we'll probably filter lows out later, this helps keep the degraded layer from doing weird stereo stuff down low. Teacher tip. If anything starts sounding harsh, don't immediately grab a cue. Pull level down first. Most harshness in these chains is simply distortion being hit too hard. Next, auto filter for the bandwidth restriction. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Put the frequency somewhere between 3 and 8 kHz for that covered, cassette radio feel. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2 is fine. A little whistle is actually a vibe in jungle and DNB intros. Add a touch of drive, like 1 to 3 dB, just to give it a bit of edge. And yes, we're going to automate this. A classic move is opening the filter over 16 bars, like from 4 kHz up toward 12, 16, even 18 kHz right before the drop. That signal acquisition feeling is gold. Next. Saturator for tapish grit. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so, when you bypass the saturator, the perceived level stays similar. This is important. Your ear will always think louder sounds better, cleaner, and more exciting. That can trick you into overdriving the chain. We want tone decisions, not volume decisions. After saturation, Redux. This is the crunchy part. Downsample somewhere between 2 and 6, and bits around 6 to 12. Turn on the filter inside Redux to tame the nastiest fizz. And here's a very DNB automation move. Let the intro fall apart in the first 4 or 8 bars, then slowly repair itself by easing off the downsample and raising bit depth toward the pre-drop. You're basically telling a story. Broken signal becomes clearer, then the drop hits pristine. Now we add movement. The Wow and Flutter Illusion. You've got two main flavors. Option 1 is Chorus Ensemble. Keep it subtle. Amount around 10 to 25%. Rate very slow, like 0.15 to 0.4 hg. Keep the delay times modest, because too much turns into seasickness. We want motor drift, not my speakers are underwater. Option 2 is Frequency Shifter for a more radio weirdness vibe. Set it to ring mod. Frequency low, like 10 to 40 hz. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. This can get metallic fast, so treat it like a moment, not a permanent setting. Next, Erosion. This is digital sand and speaker fuzz. Set mode to noise. Frequency somewhere between 2 and 8 kHz, width 0.6 to 0.9, and amount maybe 0.2 up to 1.0 depending on how aggressive you want it. Big warning, erosion is a spice, not the meal. If you overdo it, your snares lose identity and the groove stops feeling like DNB energy and starts feeling like broken audio. Finally, glue compressor to stitch the damage together so it feels like one printed layer, not separate effects piled up. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release around 0.3 seconds or auto, ratio 2:1, and set threshold, so you get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Turn on soft clip if you like that controlled squeeze. Now, a really important advanced note, if you blend dry and lo-fi at the same time, especially on drums, listen for hollowness. If the blend sounds facey, thin, or like the center disappears, you're likely dealing with latency or phase shift introduced by certain devices, oversampling, or look-ahead processing. Fix options. Keep the lo-fi chain minimum phase. Avoid linear phase EQs and heavy look-ahead limiters in the parallel lane. You can also enable reduced latency when monitoring when you're printing. Or, if it's still weird, don't blend transients. Send pads, vocals, and effects to the lo-fi path, but keep drums mostly dry, or create a separate drum-only lo-fi bus with an aggressive high pass so you're not doubling the punch. Speaking of that, protecting the low end. Two good approaches. The cleanest is to exclude sub-bass from music bus entirely. Route sub straight to the master, or to a separate LOW bus. Keep it stable and clean. If you want to keep everything inside the bus, then do it with filtering. Put an EQ8 at the very start of the music lo-fi chain and high pass at about 120 to 180 hz. That way the lo-fi layer is mostly mids and highs, and your kick and sub don't get smeared. Now let's add noise in a mix-safe way, because the intro isn't just degraded, it's living inside a noisy environment, vinyl, air, radio hiss. Create a return track called Noise BED, or an audio track set up like a return, but returns are nice because they keep everything tidy. For the noise source, you can use a vinyl noise sample looped, or generate noise with a synth, if your Ableton devices allow it in your version, like a noise oscillator in operator or analog. The point is, get a controllable, consistent noise layer. On the noise bed, put EQ8 high pass at 200 to 400 hz so you're not polluting the low end. If it fights your snare crack, dip gently around 2 to 4 kHz. Then add auto filter with a band pass, roughly 300 hz to 6 kHz, to get that radio band feel. Then add saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB. Noise is weird. A bit of saturation makes it audible at lower fader levels, so you can keep it quieter but still present. Now the pro move, sidechain duck the noise to the groove. Put a compressor on the noise bed, turn on sidechain, and feed it from your drum bus or brake track. Ratio around 3:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 80 to 200 ms. Bring the threshold down until the noise breathes with the brake. Now it feels glued into the rhythm instead of sitting on top like a blanket. Next, the dirty reverb haze. Create a return called Lo-Fi Verb. Add hybrid reverb. Hall or plate works. Decay 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. Low cut 250 to 500 hz. High cut 4 to 8 kHz. That filtering is not optional in DNB. It's how you get depth without mud. After the reverb, add a saturator with 1 to 4 dB of drive to dirty the reflections like tape space. Then a utility to manage width. You can keep this return fairly wide, like 80 to 120%, even if your main lo-fi lane is narrow. It's a cool contrast. Narrow source, wide haze. Only send selected elements here. Pads, vocal stabs, rides. Don't just blast your full drum mix into it unless you really know what you're doing. Now, macro control. This is where the whole thing becomes playable. On Music Lo-Fi, select the entire device chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Map a handful of key parameters to macros. At minimum, map the auto filter frequency, redux downsample, saturator drive, utility width, and a final output gain for the rack. Set useful ranges. Filter frequency from 3 kHz up to 18 kHz. Downsample from heavy, like 6, down to subtle, like 1.5. Width from 20% up to 100%. And interestingly, saturator drive can decrease toward the drop, like 5 dB down to 1 dB, because as you reveal clarity, you often want less distortion, not more. Now you're ready to automate like an arranger, not like someone drawing random squiggles. Here's a clean 32-bar example. Bars 1 to 8. Heavy lo-fi. Lo-fi fader high, dry low. Filter around 4 to 6 kHz. Narrow width. More downsample. A touch of noise bed. Bars 9 to 24. Reveal detail slowly. Open the filter gradually. Back off redux and erosion. Let width expand a little. And if you want extra sophistication, rotate the hero degradation. Maybe the first 8 bars are mostly bandwidth restriction, the next section focuses more on bit reduction, then later it's more wow and flutter. That rotation keeps the ear engaged. Bars 25 to 32. Pre-drop tension. Bring drying up. Pull lo-fi down. Try a 1-bar pirate radio moment. Snap the filter into a tight bandpass, like 500 Hz to 4 kHz, maybe increase chorus amount or a tiny pitch wobble, and then release to full band right on the downbeat. At the drop, lo-fi is muted or tucked to around minus 20 dB, dry is full, noise bed either cuts or ducks hard, and your reverb return can ring for a quarter to half a bar into the drop, but with a harder high pass, so it feels like the room changes instead of sounding like an edit. Click-free transition tip. Don't hard mute right on the transient. Automate fades over about 50 to 150 milliseconds. Those micro fades are the difference between pro transition and why did my drop just tick. One more advanced move. Sidechain the degradation itself. Put a compressor after redux on the music lo-fi lane, sidechained from the dry drums. Set it so the degraded layer ducks slightly on transients. Your groove stays punchy, while the haze fills the gaps. This is especially good if you want both dry and lo-fi up during the mid-intro without losing punch. If you want maximum realism, commit it. Print early, then treat it like a sampled intro. Create a new audio track called Intro Print. Set audio from to music bus. Post fader. Arm it and record the intro in real time while your macros and faders move. Now you've got a printed tape version you can chop, reverse, time stretch, and do tiny edits on. This audio version is shortened for playback.